В студиото на официалното фестивал до радио сега сме щастливи да посрещнем Symphony X. Това е Michael. Hey, Michael, hello. How are you, man?
How are you today?
Fantastic. It's so bloody hot outside, but here it's air-conditioned. It's okay.
Oh, it's all good in here, bro.
How do you pronounce your family name?
My family name is pronounced LePond.
LePond. Is it Canadian or is it French? Sounds Frenchy.
Actually, it's Italian.
Really?
My name was changed somewhere in the 1920s. My original name was La Ponte.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm originally from Italy.
Okay. Another bloody Italian, because we have Cristina Scabbia and Lacuna Coil. There was the singer of Tristania just a couple of minutes ago. She is from Sardinia, which is not Italian, but anyway. Това е басистът Майкъл Лепонт. Попитах го как се произнася на твоята фамилия, френска ли е, канадска ли е. Той каза, всъщност, в началото на миналия век, 20-те години, е променена от Лапонте, което е италианско. Аз му казах, има твърде много италианци тук. So, how has it been? Well, where did you come from?
Well, now, we all came from the New York area. We got here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really beautiful hotel, and we're all rested up today, and we're ready to play some metal for everybody today.
Пристигаме от Нью-Йорк, пристигнахме вчера в много красив хотел, много добре си почирахме и сега сме готови да свирим metal. You're going actually on stage now. I'm looking at the schedule. You're going about 9:10 for a something like 80 minutes set?
Yeah, we're going to give you 80 minutes of the heaviest stuff you guys can handle. This is our first time over here in Bulgaria.
I know.
And we are so excited.
Symphony X се качват на сцената непосредствено преди WASP тази вечер в 21:10 за един сет програма, която ще продължи 80 минути. Най-тежката музика, която можете да поресете. So please tell us, I mean, your latest album, Iconoclast, came out like last year, right?
About a year ago, yes.
Yeah. So are you working on the next one, or you're concentrating on playing live, or what?
Well, right now we've been just playing live. We've been touring all over the world for the last, I'd say, for the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. You know, all the shows have been great. The fans have been great. The fans have really taken to Iconoclast, and we're going to be playing a lot of tracks from that album tonight.
Mm-hmm. Предишният, т.е. настоящият албум на Symphony X излезе преди една година, през 2011-та, Iconoclast. Всъщност в момента работите ли по следващия си албум или се концентрирате в свирането разиво? От една година и половина общо взето пътува по света. Феновете са много жестоки навсякъде. Освен това, ние много харесваме новия си албум. Хората го приемат много добре и тази вечер ще свирим много нови неща. You are probably the most progressive of all the 10 bands that are on the bill of this festival. I was always thinking, because I have friends like, we recently did like a couple of months ago a show here in Sofia for the anniversary bash of our Radio Fates Warning. I know that people that play progressive, more progressive-oriented stuff are a bit like different in the good way, in the mentality, if you compare it to punk rockers or grindcore bands and stuff. Is it a fake impression, or it's like it's a kind of a family that you guys feel like being part of? I mean, if you go to a festival, you're more probably feel being much closer to Fates Warning than to Slayer.
That's true. you know, our music, I think our music tends to cross over into all different types of metal and rock. We get known as a progressive metal band for the most part. But I think that when you listen to our music, whether you like thrash metal or death metal or any types of metal, I think our music crosses over into those markets. So usually we have no problem at playing with any type of band. It's mm-hmm. usually a lot of fun. We actually would enjoy playing with different types of bands more.
Ние се забавляваме повече да участваме на концерти, в които свират различни типове групи, не просто, да кажем, само прогресив, защото всъщност, ако се заслушате в нашата музика, и съм сигурен, че ще го усетите, тя се харесва и допада и на феновете на траш и на хеви. Така или иначе, всъщност, ние се забавляваме изключително много в това, което правим. You are with an Iron Maiden t-shirt with the Killers stuff. Does it mean that you're much more into the first two albums of Paul Di'Anno? They are more punky than the next stuff.
Yes, I have to admit that I am a big fan of Paul Di'Anno, and probably the Killers album is my favorite album from Iron Maiden.
То е с фанелка на Iron Maiden Killers. Попитах го от това, означава ли, че харесваш повече първите два албума, тази по-пънк епоха в развитието на тази група. Той каза, да, много голям фен съм на Paul Di'Anno и трябва да си призная, че Killers е най-любимия ми албум на всички. What's next then? You play tonight, then you fly back to New York, or what?
Well, we're going to be playing a few festivals. After tonight, we're going to do a festival in Croatia,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to travel and do a festival in Israel.
All right.
And then the final one will be Sweden Rock at I think it's on June 9th, and then we're going to head home.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност това, което им предстои сега, ще свирят още няколко фестивала в Хърватия, след което в Израел, след което на Sweden Block, това очевидно в Швеция, струва ми се на 9 юли, след което ще летим обратно за вкъщи за Нью Йорк. When you fly back home, does it mean that you all guys gotta go to different ways, like having summer holidays, or you are actually gonna start working on the follow-up to Iconoclast?
Well, what we'll probably do is we'll probably start talking about what we're going to do next, and then we do have some other tours coming up. We have a small little U.S. tour coming up in September, but we'll be talking a lot about what we're going to do next in that time.
Всъщност ще имате турне през септември в Штатите малко, но през цялото това време, естествено, ще обсъждаме и ще говорим за това какво искаме да направим, каква да бъде следващата ни стъпка. Two more things to do, please. The first is, this is my 7-year-old son's guitar. Here, it looks like an ukulele, but it's not. And we're asking the musicians to try to show us what was the first song that they learned to play when they were kids. So could you please show us? I mean,
sure.
I should probably, or you can put the mic down so it's.
Let's see if it's tuned up. Oh boy. It's close enough, right?
Yeah.
I think let's see. The first song that I remember learning was probably on the bass. It was probably a Kiss song. I think it was Firehouse, if you
okay.
remember that one.
Yeah, of course. Alright. Първата песен, която той се научил да свири на бас, каза той, Firehouse на Kiss. Alright, so thanks for being with us. Enjoy the show tonight and stay in Bulgaria. Could you please finally do us a short ID? Our radio is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Okay, Sofia, Bulgaria, this is Mike Lepond from Symphony X, and you're listening to Tangra Mega Rock.
Alright, thank you very much for being with us once again. Enjoy the show and stay away of the sun.